But boys and girls, I want to speak to you this morning. We hear today about so many people having an attitude problem. An attitude problem. And I wonder today, have you got an attitude with gratitude? That's a great statement, isn't it? An attitude with gratitude. What I mean by that is simply this, that the psalmist tells us in Psalm 107 and verse 1, he says, "Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good." We've been singing already today about the faithfulness of God. And sometimes as we journey through life, not just the boys and girls, but all of us as well, sometimes as we journey through life, we take so many things for granted, and seldom do we stop just to say thanks. A little boy one day was sent to the butcher's shop, and he went in and he asked for a pound of steak. And just as the butcher was reaching and getting his knife at the ready, and he was giving it a bit of a sharpen and reached down a lovely piece of meat, the little boy said to him, "Sir, could you make sure that pound of steak is good and tough?" Well, the butcher looked at him and he said to him, "That's a wee bit strange, son. Most people like it tender." "Oh," he said, "I know that, but you make it good and tough, for if it's good and tender," he says, "my dad will eat it all and I'll get none of it." It wasn't that he didn't love his daddy or anything like that. He just wanted to make sure he'd have a wee bit for himself. But sometimes in life we take so many things, even the little things, for granted. A little boy learned a great lesson one time about himself. He had been doing chores about the house. You know how it is when mummy says to you, "Get into that room and tidy up those toys. Or get you out into the shade and put that bicycle back where you got it. Or tidy up this, tidy up that. Start the lawnmower. Could you help me hold that ladder till I do the windows?" And sometimes we get a whole lot of chores to do. And sometimes, boys and girls, we don't like it one bit. Sure we don't. Well, this little boy was helping out with chores around the house, and he was fed up with it. Every time he got sat down and got the comic opened on his knee, his mum was shouting for him to do something else. And he really got fed up to the teeth. So that night as he was going to bed, he sat down and he wrote his mommy a little note. And then he included the bill. And here's what he wrote down on that little note. He said, "For tidying my bedroom, 20 pence. For running to the shop 3 times today, 20 pence. For walking the dog through the park, 20 pence. For babysitting my little sister, 20 pence. For cutting the grass in the back garden, 20 pence. And then he wrote down, "Total bill, Mum, £1. And he underlined that. So he left it sitting nicely on the pillow so that his mummy would not forget to see it and read it. And then, of course, he went on to bed and fell asleep. The next morning, he wakened up and there was another letter. And the letter was sitting on his pillow. And he opened it, and here's what it said. "For 8 years clothing, nothing. For 8 years food, nothing. For 8 years holiday all over the world, nothing. For 8 years toys, nothing. For 8 years of changing this, that, and the other thing, nothing." And then it said, "Total bill, nothing. Love, Mum." Did you know the little boy was so embarrassed and hurt? He got up and he ran to his mother's room, and she wasn't just out of bed, and he threw his arms around her and he said, "Mum, I'm sorry. Would you forgive me for being so selfish? I understand everything you do for me, and I just want to say thanks." Boys and girls, when was the last time you sat down and said thanks? Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Mum. Thanks, Grandpa. Just to acknowledge the things that so often we all take for granted. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, for he's the giver of all good and perfect gifts. But it's sometimes just good to take time to say thanks to others and to acknowledge their kindness and their goodness toward us. Don't forget today to be thankful.